morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's cold outside, but not that cold. You know, if you're from the Midwest, it's no big deal. But, you know, mid-40s is not the norm. Although I've been kind of wondering when the winter was going to get here. So it's kind of refreshing, honestly. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, joins us every Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. The most high-profile story related to your agency in the last week has been this story about the what a teenager who created digital images of real people, but of nudity involving them. And you tell me the rest of the story, because I think I know it, but I want to make sure I hear it correctly, because I've heard a couple different versions of this, and I just want to make sure I hear it right.
Well, basically, this 18-year-old, so it's an adult.
Oh, an adult. Okay, thank you.
Website or an app. Yeah. Used a website or an app that its sole purpose is to remove clothing or from a photograph. So you can take a photograph of someone that may have been walking on the beach or just simply posing and go through this, use this app, and then it turns that into a nude photograph. So that in itself, currently in the state of Florida, unfortunately, is not against the law. It's not against the law to possess those, but what is against the law...
Hold on just a second, Mike. Hold on. I just have a question before we get to that. It's even if the person being declothed is a minor?
Yeah, so that has to be... It has to be child porn. And these images that we have from this particular incident, we looked them over and compared them to the statute, and so did the state attorney's office. And we found that these did not qualify as child porn photographs.
Are they of minors, or are they of 18 plus, or do we know?
They are minors.
Okay, so it technically does not qualify as child pornography because they are artificially generated pictures based on the face and not actual pictures of nudity. This is a weird area of the law, but the law is what the law is. Okay, go ahead. So that was the first thing I did.
Well, I wanted to make sure. It actually goes a step further. Even if it's AI generated, the photograph must be of a child or someone under the age of 18 that is sexually explicit or doing some sort of sexual act in order to qualify as child porn.
Oh, so, okay, but it's nudity. Nudity is not enough, or is it not nudity?
No, it's not enough. I mean, you could look at it like this. If there are a lot of parents that have got pictures of their children in bathtubs, you know, when they were young. And if it went that far, then that too would be child porn, when it is simply not.
So possessing an AI-generated nude but not sexual image of another person who's a minor in the state of Florida is not a crime.
That's correct.
That's amazing. Okay, all right. So part two then. This woman discovered the photos, right?
Yes, and she was able to take a video of the photos off of the phone of the individual that created them, and then she distributed them, which is illegal in the state of Florida.
Okay, that part I understand, but I was under the impression that she gave them to the victims. She gave them to the people who had been manipulated. Is that not accurate?
That is accurate, but she also distributed them to males who had nothing to do with it, to other teenagers who had nothing to do with it, who were not involved.
Okay. See, that's important to me, because when I first heard this story, I thought, it sounds like she's alerting the victims of a thing that was done to them, and therefore that's good,
right.
But it's... Okay,
right.
But
when you distribute them to people that are not involved, that makes it a crime.
Okay, so creating the image is not illegal, possessing the image is not illegal, but distributing the image that's legal to make and possess becomes illegal?
That's correct.
That's crazy.
And, you know, this is... Yeah, it is. And you know, a lot of times, we've seen this many times before, that the laws kind of tail behind the technology.
Sure.
And that's what's happened in this situation, because it's just, I don't know of any good that can come from these apps and these websites.
No good.
I don't understand it. It's frustrating. You know, as a parent, I don't see what good could come from these apps and websites, but I see a lot of bad. Because if images like that get out of a high school girl, horrible things can happen, to her and to her family. So, it's a situation that maybe the law will change in the future, and hopefully so.
Yeah, no, I have been saying that since we started to learn about these things, that this is the most repulsive use of technology I have ever heard of. It ought to be illegal. Anybody who creates this technology or makes it available on the web ought to be in jail, period, full stop, end of story. I can't believe we're not there yet, and I particularly can't believe in this case that of a minor, possessing images you fabricated of a minor is not itself a crime. That's amazing. Okay, well, that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I didn't understand the story and I couldn't make sense of it all. Because what I was thinking was, okay, I get that it's not illegal to make them based on current law. Then it seemed like this person actually was kind of doing a favor to the victims to let them know this had been done to them. But if it's being distributed to other people, or if it's being distributed to them in a way that's harmful to them, I can see why that would become a problem. Okay, all right, I get it more now. You guys had an incident at Old Baptist Hospital, is that right?
Yeah, we did. The fire department received a fire alarm at the Old Baptist Hospital. There was and we can see those calls on our screens in our cruisers. Because they dispatched out of the same room, and our officer took the initiative to respond to that fire alarm. And when he did, lo and behold, there were five individuals running from the building, and he was able to apprehend four of them and found out that they had broken into the building and done some damage. So it was a burglary.
Didn't we just have a burglary at the old Sacred Heart Hospital last week?
Yeah, we did. It's I'm not sure, they're not connected, but. It is a coincidence, yes.
Okay, all right. I was almost wondering, like, what would even be in the Old Baptist Hospital that anybody would find worth taking? But, I mean, I suppose, people steal all kinds of stuff. All right. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. You got one for me this week?
Yeah. Listen, in spite of the beliefs of some, when an officer checks you for warrants or when an officer runs your tag through the system to see if that car is stolen, neither one of those will affect your credit score.
People believe that?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
So,
I'm sorry, but yeah. It's like, what? This
not everyone, but yeah.
They don't want you to run their plate. They don't want you to run their plate because they're worried it's going to harm their credit score?
Yes, or check them for warrants multiple times because it could hurt their credit score. So.
Oh,
that's not true. We can put that one to bed.
Wow. Well, I mean, no, it wouldn't have even occurred to me to imagine that would be something that people would be concerned about. So,
especially in that scenario.
Yeah. Like, what do they
on the ground?
What do they think? Like, the credit monitoring agencies are plugged into the cruiser, and every time you run a plate or check a warrant, that they're they're reporting. I mean, just like Either that, or
they think that we share that information with credit reporting agencies. I'm not sure which.
That's not true.
That might be a future crime deterrent.
Yeah, well, this is the same people who you got to close the book drop at the library because they're putting their ballots in there. Like, I mean, so, okay. I shouldn't look at the world and be surprised when people behave a certain way. If everybody behaved well and smart, I guess we wouldn't have cops, right? Mike Wood, Public Information Officer of the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.